This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we welcome back an old friend. He hasn't been on the show since, I guess, October or November of 2015. And that's the one, the only, Don Eckert. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. You caught me. I've been trying to hide from you, but I guess I wasn't doing that well, Gene. You know, you narrowed it down.
And, you know, I really feel lucky to hear you say that because you're a former police officer. So I think a former police officer would better be able to hide than anyone else.
Well, yeah, but it's been since 2015, so there you go, 2015.
Well, you did pretty well.
Yeah, pretty good. So what have you guys been up to?
Funny you should ask. Last week we had Joshua P. Warren on the show. Do you know him?
I know the name.
Okay. Now, he seems to be pretty knowledgeable, has a good presentation. One of our listeners said he could use a better microphone. I probably would agree with him. I think the only big criticism is that he's too ready to sell what he has there. Bit of a salesman. Which is fine. I don't mind a person making a living, but some people.
Speaking of salesmen, the other night I woke up about 2 a.m., I guess it was, and was having a little trouble staying or getting back to sleep. So I got up and wandered out to the kitchen, got myself a glass of milk, and I'm sitting there drinking my milk. And I thought, oh, geez, 2 a.m. It's been a long time since I've been up this late or early, depending upon how you look at it. So I turned on my radio. And lo and behold, I was listening to Coast with George Norrie. And guess who his guest was? Well, okay, you're not going to guess, so I'll tell you. Stephen Bassett and the disclosure business that he's still pushing, and that's how I get it back to salesmanship.
Well, you know, Stephen Bassett, he's not really that high on my radar. And frankly, nor is Coast to Coast. I think the last time I listened to that show was 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, it's been a long time for me also, and the only reason I was there is because I couldn't sleep, but with that being said, so I thought I'd sit there a few minutes and listen to what's going on. And Gene and Chris, it could have been 15 years ago. Same business, same sales pitch, disclosure, disclosure, disclosure. And, of course, one of the huge points that Bassett was trying to point out was his, I guess, tentative relationship with Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, and of course all that business going back to the Rockefeller Initiative. And you know, it just simply for me came to down to SSDD. You know what that means, right?
Just a different day.
Yeah, same stuff, but we don't say stuff. We say colorful expletive, different day. And that's that's about what it was.
Don, is it 15 years that this guy's been doing that? I think it goes back to the 90s, doesn't it? It seems like forever.
I just use 15 years as an arbitrary number. But the bottom line is that could be a footnote for the entire UFO research field. It certainly has not progressed, and that's why we're all sitting here, right, to talk about that topic, that subject. And it's actually, in my humble opinion, worse now in 2017 than it was in 1992.
You know what? I want to ask you more about that, but I was really wanted to just finish up with Joshua P. Warren. And the reason is because we mentioned this on After the PowerCast. He agreed to send me a radionics device. You know what they are?
Couldn't begin to guess.
Okay. It's sometimes called a Hieronymus box. It's sometimes called a wishing machine. And the best thing I could say about it is that it is designed supposedly to amplify your wishes and your hopes.
Does that come with 8 ounces of pixie dust?
That might help. The pixie dust, the Aladdin's lamp, whatever it is, I am not going to make any comments one way or the other. And the reason I'm not is because I've got the thing working now. I talked with Joshua Warren's business partner who sell these things, and I've set it up with his instructions. I don't want to prejudge anything. I know you're very likely going to be a very skeptical person about it. I just wanted to mention for the sake of our listeners that the device is set up. It is, I guess, working in whatever way it works.
How much do they go for?
Well, you can build them yourself.
No. You said he's selling them.
I would have to look up probably a couple of $100 to start. You know, $100 or $200 to start. And if you want something with all the bells and whistles, it would probably cost more. I will take a quick look, as a matter of fact, and see radionics and see a radionics device. Let's just see what those things sell for. They've got one here for a Bosch radionics device. Bosch. It's a very famous manufacturer from Germany. $50. Another one, a three-dial tuner radionic machine for $107.94. I mean, it's not expensive. I mean, if you're tight for money, I guess somebody could say, you know what, this is a waste of money. But if you just want to play with something and see what happens, they're not super expensive. They've got them on eBay. And eBay, let's just take a look. Radionics device. And they've got one here, $113, $132. A software, $20. You know, so you can get something as cheap as $20. You can get something for $100. You can get something for a couple of $1,000.
And what do they do?
Okay, that's a good question. And I'm not an expert on this, so don't even expect to get an answer that by any extent is going to be definitive.
So that proves the simple adage that often there are more people with money than with brains. Okay.
Well, you know what? There are a lot of things you can buy for $100 that may or may not have some kind of effect. I mean, women buy cosmetics and perfumes for $100 or $200 that are made of materials that cost $10.
Well, you know, I recently needed another external hard drive, okay, for some things that I am doing back here at the Hacienda. So I went over to Fry's Electronics, and I got a 1 terabyte external drive for, it was a little over $50.
Okay.
And brought it home, very happy with it, you know, until several days ago, I hooked it up and tried to turn it on. It was completely dead. And I said to myself, self, there was $50 out the window. And then I thought for a second and I said, oh, wait, let me call them up. So I did. It's a Seagate drive, okay? And as it turns out, they've got a new one coming to me. I've got to send this one back. And I'm happy, but that was $50 well spent.
Now, the thing to bear in mind, too, when we talk about hard drives are very, very fragile. All right? You're putting all your data, and we're talking about here a terabyte for $50, which is a pretty normal price. You're putting all your data on something that's made up of tiny electrical components.
Right.
And things can go wrong. I mean, I've got a one terabyte hard drive here as a backup drive, and I've had it for 7 years, which is amazing because usually they're gone by then.
But that wasn't my point.
Well, we're going to get to your point, but we have to do a break first.
Okay.
And this way we can give our listeners a cliffhanger, okay? All right? So we've got Don Ecker with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
And before we find the end of the story with regard to Don Ecker's $50 backup hard drive from Fry's Electronics, let me tell you that we've got a second radio show called After the Paracast, and it's a wrap-up show. It's special interviews, all sorts of different things. And the only way you can hear it is to become a member of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus, P-L-U-S, dot theparacast.com. That's plus, dot theparacast.com. We offer a commercial-free version of this show and other benefits for prices starting at $1.49 a week. Okay, so Don Ecker was telling us he bought the hard drive, took it home. It was DOA.
Yeah, and so my point of that whole story was that was $50 well spent because I'm getting another hard drive. Now, to buy that wishing box, if I were to buy one and I sat here for the next 6 months using it, wishing for a used 911 Porsche, and one never showed up, could I get my $50 or $100 back from them?
I suspect that kind of device you don't. Nobody guarantees those things to work. You're basically, you know, what about the Ouija board you buy for $25? What's a Ouija board cost now? I haven't bought one.
I would not have one of those in my house.
Well, regardless of the reason, you buy a Ouija board for $25. And I'll go back to eBay. You know, it's been many years since I had one of these things. And I am now going to eBay. I think eBay should buy some advertising on the show, okay? Ouija board. Okay, so let's look at a Ouija board. And they've got him here, $20, a vintage 1940s Egyptian mystic talking board with planchette for $200. Another one, $26. Another one, Parker Brothers. Glow-in-the-dark Ouija board, $9.99. Okay, so the point is from $10 up to a couple hundred dollars, you get yourself a Ouija board. Now, if that doesn't work for you, do you go back to the person who sold it to you and say, you know, it doesn't work?
Caveat emptor when it comes to eBay.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I've sold on eBay, and I have a 100% rating. So if you buy from me, you know you'll get something. We have purchased things from eBay, not Ouija boards or anything, but other stuff, from vendors who have really high ratings, and we've never run into a problem. I mean, if you get one of these one-off products and maybe the seller doesn't have a high reputation or is very new at it, I would be real careful.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the hard drive. The hard drive, we understand you buy an electronic component from a consumer electronics store. They'll either ship you a new one if it's DOA or you bring it back to the store and they'll give you another one. Whatever it is, we know that's going to happen. Obviously, if you're getting something in this mystic realm, you know, it's for experimentation, it's for entertainment. Some people, they might believe it works, and maybe it does. Other people, they don't. But if you're only spending $100, there are a lot of things you could buy for $100.
Gene, I was
have
trying.
A lot of value.
I was trying to live up to my reputation as the paranormal curmudgeon. Okay.
And we appreciate that. Oh, here's one right here. The original William Fold Parker Brothers wooden Ouija board from the 1960s, $49.99. It's the original box. I recognize that box. I used to have one, and I think it was like $15, $20. But we know you're going to be a curmudgeon, and I merely give this as a reference to our listeners. I'd rather make no decision, pro or con, about it.
After John Keel left us, okay, there was really nobody other than maybe Mosley to pick up the curmudgeon label. So, I mean, somebody had to do it. It's a dirty job, but I stepped up, so.
Well, you know, we were talking about disclosure, and someone like Stephen Bassett's been around since the 1990s, and I can't remember which year. You mentioned things in the UFO field are worse now than 1992. And putting that 25-year thing here. But can you imagine, in 1992, thinking we'd be talking about this stuff in 2017, and we've gone nowhere? And that is an important point. Where have we gone?
To be perfectly honest, in 1992, people were talking about what had happened in 1947 and 1952. So, you know, it's really kind of an ongoing theme with the UFO topic. Back in 92, everybody was gearing up in just a few short years. At that time, it was going to be the 50th anniversary of Roswell. Okay.
The R word.
Right. Do you remember what was going on at that time? I mean, Kevin Randall and Don Schmidt were still a team. Stanton Friedman was still out there touting the Roswell thing. I mean, that was a huge theme. Well, at that time, almost, not quite 50 years in the past, 45 or so years in the past. So, yeah, this field is pretty much the same as it's always been. We're always looking backwards. We're very, very seldom ever looking forward. And that's something that most people probably that inhabit this little lunatic asylum fails to see or does not acknowledge for whatever reason.
Well, you know what? When it comes to Kevin Randall, as you know, he's been going back to some of these old cases and maybe is less amenable to accepting them. Certainly, Roswell is a big example. We had a very interesting show with Kevin a few weeks back in honoring the publication of the book Roswell in the 21st Century, where he pretty much admits that he can't find any evidence that leads him to believe there were bodies there or that Roswell was a spaceship. He can't find evidence that makes him believe it was a Mogul balloon or something conventional, maybe a test aircraft. That to him, it's not explained, but there's not enough compelling evidence to point and in the other direction. We don't know. Something happened. We don't know. Most of the testimony completely falls apart.
That's a case that refuses to die and just go away. But, you know, speaking about looking forward, I had a call from a guy about a week and a half ago, somebody that, well, was a friend of mine, but I had not spoken with this guy in probably, oh, 2.5 years or so. So we were catching up, and I was asking him what he was doing, and somehow we began speaking about some of these videos that have been coming down occasionally from the International Space Station.
You know what? Let's pick that up in our next segment because we just about out of time with this one, and we'll progress with that conversation. Are we getting anywhere with UFOs? Is a lot of this playing the old game over and over again getting tiresome? We've got more to come with Don Ecker, our favorite curmudgeon, and Chris O'Brien, who could do the curmudgeon game pretty good himself.
Oh, yeah.
You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800. 441-0405.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Mr. Ecker, please go on.
So, at any rate, about a week and a half ago, I get a call from a fellow that I had not spoken with in a couple of years, and we were catching up. And the conversation kind of drifted out toward the International Space Station. And we began speaking about some of these videos that had been beamed back from the ISS, where they seemed to show inexplicable unknown objects flying into the scene, and then NASA immediately cutting the feed off. You guys are familiar with that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, this guy said to me, you know, he said, I don't think necessarily that that might be extraterrestrial technology. And I thought about it for a second, and I said, yeah, you're probably right, because, I mean, this is not like it only happens once every one or two blue moons. This has been kind of a frequent thing. So we then began speaking about the possibility of some element within the American power structure that might, in fact, be hosting a ultra top secret space faring organization that is totally top secret. In other words, with extraordinarily advanced technology. And this guy asked me, he said, what do you think about that? Well, to be honest, guys, 15, 20 years ago, I would have dismissed that probably with a wave of my hand. But these days, I would not dare to be that forward and blunt. You know, part of what attracted me originally to this field was going all the way back to when I first became actively involved. And I've talked about it on the Paracast in previous broadcasts. Before I really jumped into the fray, I did an intensive historical retrospective on it. Just to find out what literature was in the field. I ended up talking to a lot of people back then, people that were very prominent ufologists then, people like Stanton Friedman, people like William Moore, Linda Howe, and others. And suddenly it hit me. Donald Kehoe, back in 1957-58, in one of his books, spoke about Dr. Herman Oberth, who was considered to be the dean or the godfather of German rocket research. And this, of course, was 13, 14 years after the end of World War II. Oberth survived. He was over here, and he had just signed a contract to work with the Pentagon on who knows what. And in his last public news conference, and he never gave another one after that because I guess he was under security restrictions, Oberth talked about the fact that they were working on gravitic research of some type that would enable, his words, not mine, enable humankind, mankind, Americans, I suppose, to go to the moon in hours, okay, with this new research. And that was the end of it. Nobody ever heard another word again.
This is interesting because as you were talking, I looked online and found an old page from the early days of NICAP, Major Keogh's organization, quoting Professor Herman Oberth. Do you remember what he said about UFOs?
Well, he was very open to the possibility that they demonstrated extraterrestrial intelligence.
Here's exactly what he said. It is my thesis that flying saucers are real and that they are spaceships from another solar system. I think that they possibly are manned by intelligent observers who are members of a race that may have been investigating our Earth for centuries. And it comes from an article called Flying Saucers Come from a Distant World, dated 1954. Okay?
That was even before what I was just relaying.
Yes, so indeed. Now, he's a long time, was a long time UFO believer, as far as I can see from here.
And the guy had quite a resume. So, yeah, when you have things like that, and this is why I find, you know, the skeptics that are still around today, people like Shermer, people like Jim Oberg, whom I can't believe that they are in real life as close-minded as they portray themselves. Oberg especially, when he laughs, okay, when he laughs at the topic of UFOs, kind of like when I was on that broadcast of Larry King Live with him talking about STS-48, okay, in my opinion, that guy was simply touting the public NASA line. And I would love to sit down with Oberg over a bottle of bourbon and get him really talking in a closed room with no microphones, okay? I would love to see what he actually thinks.
And so you're saying here, Don, that he's basically saying it for public consumption.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm also firmly convinced that when he goes out on television, when he goes to these places to poo-poo the UFO topic, he's doing it at the behest of the powers that be in NASA or wherever else he was. You know, the guy was a nuclear officer in the Air Force. He was dealing with above top secret items, okay, dealing with nuclear weapons and who knows what else. So, yeah. Yeah, I can't believe, and I've tried for years to get Oberg on my radio show to interview him, and he just refuses. So what's that tell you?
Well, you know, there obviously are several opinions one can have here. I invited Oberg at one time to come on the Paracast after I got a letter from him about one thing or another. And I've been in touch with him very, very slightly over the years, but he didn't want to. So probably the same reasons.
Of course he didn't, because, well, you know, coming on with me, I mean, the guy has been on national TV with me. And when it comes to debating the issue of whether there is or is not anything to do with the UFO topic, I'm persona non grata with practically all the noted and known skeptics. And I've at one point or another, I butted heads with just about all of them. So, yeah, they steer clear of me. Now, I'm not saying that's because they're afraid of me or whatever, but I do not play the game the way they prefer to have the game played, you know, which is to sit back and politely smile while they go on with their preposterous explanations. It just doesn't sit well with me. So as a result, they avoid me.
Well, we can say they're chickening out. And leave it at that. You know, I don't know. I was looking up the letter I got from Oberg, and it goes back to 2010. And it's just some general matter. And in response, I said, you know, come on the Paracast. He never answers. So maybe he feels we're too small, and you're too small. And maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe he feels there has to be a certain kind of rating. But certainly, we've had skeptics on the Paracast before. So, you know, they have their chance. We have a chance to tell you more about things, and we'll get on with our friend Don Ecker, the curmudgeon of the year. We'll call him the curmudgeon of the year until we find a better one. And I doubt there are any better ones with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription, you know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we're going to have a Curmudgeon of the Year award, Don Ecker. And I'm sure you're willing to collect the award, right?
Does that come with a gift card to McDonald's or, you know?
You know what? I'll tell you what. If you come into the Phoenix area, Chris and I will get you something more than a McDonald's gift card. Actually, if it's a McDonald's gift card, it would probably just be for one of their coffees. You know, they're trying to compete with Starbucks at half the price.
It's got to be a Big Mac or nothing, pal.
They're coming up with a brand new Big Mac, I'm told. Yeah. It'd be a bigger Mac.
They already have. Hey, is Chris still there? I mean,
I'm just, Mr. Fly on the Wall. I'm listening to you, Don.
I barely heard you speak since we began.
Well, I'm sitting here fascinated, listening to you and appreciating the fact that we haven't had you on the show for a while, so we've got lots to talk about.
Oh, by the way, there's a person named Donald Gorski of Fond du Lac, and that's in, Wisconsin or something, whatever. He claims to be the world's greatest Big Mac eater. He has eaten 29,110 Big Macs.
And he's still living?
Yeah. He has eaten them every day since 1972, he's only missed 8 days.
What's his waist size, I'm wondering?
I have a picture of him here. He looks like he might be slightly heavy, but not that much. No, he looks fairly normal. He says he expects to eat his 30,000th Big Mac in May of 2018.
Well, you know, it kind of reminds me of one of my friends the other day put a meme up on my Facebook page, and it's one of the innumerable protests now currently going on around the country, and there's a guy standing there with a sign, and actually it's quite funny. The meme says, "Me at a protest," and the sign says, "I was told there would be cake," so... So if I go to any of those, it's got to be cake or nothing.
Okay, the new one is going to be called the Grand Mac.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the new Coke. Remember they had the new Coke, and they totally redid the formula, and it went nowhere, so they came out with the old Coke called Coke Classic. So now they have a Big Mac, a Mac Jr., and a Grand Mac.
Well, they used to have a McRib sandwich, and they were delicious. And
yeah, that was the kangaroo.
Yeah, well, they don't have that anymore. I don't know why, but I think they should.
No.
As somebody who eats salads from Wendy's, I don't know from such things. How about Carl's Jr.?
Oh, they're great. Oh, yeah. Vicky loves
the only all-natural fast food hamburger besides In-N-Out.
Well, now there is California's secret weapon, In-N-Out.
Oh, I don't like In-N-Out. I went there once when they first came to the Scottsdale area. My son Grayson and I waited for like 45 minutes to be served. To me, it tasted like it was all lettuce with a tiny little burger.
Oh, and they always ask, do you want fresh onions on that? Absolutely, please. And, oh, my Lord, are they good. Oh. In-N-Out burgers, you betcha.
Yeah. They have control over the entire process of their beef, and they process it daily. They make their own fries. It's the only place, if I have to have a fast food hamburger, if I'm on the road or something, that would be my go-to place. Carl's Jr. and Hardee's have an all-natural burger now, and that's very good. No antibiotics, no steroids, grass-fed, you know, none of the additives that they stick into commercial beef.
And guess what? They charge you $2 more for them. But seriously, well, I did try one, by the way. I did try one at a Carl's Jr. just down the street from here, and it was quite good.
We have another secret spot here with a killer hamburger. And you guys are probably familiar with it. Bob's Big Boy. Oh, my heaven, they have a secret sauce on that to die for.
Let's get away from the hamburgers, because that's when... All right, if you want to come to Arizona, Chris and I will buy you an all-natural hamburger from Carl's Jr. How's that? Okay?
Well, will it have chia on it?
I don't know what it'll have on it. You know, whatever they give you. You get cheese, you get the usual stuff. I'm looking at a picture right now. So it's lettuce, tomato, cheese, hold the mayo.
Well, on just one more note about sandwiches, okay, just one. A couple of months back, we were sitting around, Vicky and I were sitting around discussing what we wanted for dinner that night. And suddenly I had a thought that hit me. You guys know I'm from the East Coast, right? I'm from Pennsylvania. And I said, hey, sweetie, I got an idea. How would you like a Philly cheesesteak? And she said, I've had Philly cheesesteaks. And I said, where? She said, well, out here. You can go to any restaurant and get a Philly cheesesteak.
Right, but I lived in Pennsylvania. I know what a Philly cheesesteak is.
I said, well, I'll tell you what, sweetie. I'm going down to the store and get the fixins. I went down, bought a 2-pound prime rib steak, brought it home along with some hoagie-type rolls, some pump cheese, some huge white onions and green peppers, and I cooked her up a Philly cheesesteak to die for. And look,
I don't like the word to die for when it comes to talking about beef.
Oh, this is good. But anyway, I said, there's one more secret ingredient. And she looked at this and she said, well, you got everything there. I said, no, I don't. And she said, what? I said, some Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Now that is a Pennsylvania party dinner, let me tell you what. So I got a 12-pack of PBR, and boy, did we have a nice meal. I even took pictures of it and put it on Facebook.
Wow.
Let me ask you a question here. Great. Let's go back to our subject, otherwise this is going to become the food show, and people think they turned to the wrong station, and we don't want that. But let's move away from the grass-fed beef and the Philly cheesesteaks from Pennsylvania, and I know what they taste like. I've had them. And let's get back into our crazy subject here. But what do you think here? I know you don't like to talk about the old cases because it's like you're becoming a fossil. And we see where certainly Kevin Randall did a really good job with Roswell to look at it as a cold case. He's looking into Saguaro, New Mexico now. But doesn't it make sense here for some people to take these cases that so many people have used as linchpins of UFO reality, give them a second look, and if they don't hold up, set them aside, get rid of them. Otherwise, they're just never going to go away.
Look, Gene, you've got currently a generation of UFO quote-unquote researchers, okay, sitting in mom's basement with their laptop on the net, okay? That is their idea of doing UFO research. And what are they researching? All this stuff that was researched 20, 30, 40, and 50 years ago.
Now, are they researching or just rehashing?
They're regurgitating. They're rehashing.
As you say.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
that's the point. The point is, if we're going to focus on these ancient cases,
well, what
look
else
at
is
them
there to focus?
In the sense of, well, let's set them aside. Let's see if they still pass muster. And if they do, fine. And if they don't pass muster, set them aside and get on to something new.
Gene, you're not, these people won't set them aside. This is all brand new to them, okay? To the 20 somethings. This is all brand new information. They weren't around then. You know, you look at some of these really stellar cases, okay? And we can go back to the 50s and the 60s. Some of those cases, I mean, the other day, I was going through my rather extensive still library, and I pulled out a book by Ivan Sanderson, okay? Now, Sanderson was a contemporary with people like Long John Neville. He was a contemporary with people like John Keel.
I knew Sanderson slightly in those days, but let me tell you now, before we go on, let's take a pause that refreshes. And then we'll get back with Pabst Blue Ribbon beer or something. And we'll be back in a moment with Don Ecker and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.